Hi, what is up? The big news of the day is that Odell Beckham Jr. is now a member of the Los Angeles Rams, my Los Angeles Rams, our Los Angeles Rams. Whose house? Our house. We've now got a wide receiver core, including Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Odell Beckham Jr., and Sean McVay, the offensive genius, is going to find a way to use OBJ to his best advantage.
So the next 3 weeks for the Rams are San Francisco on Monday, then they got a bye, then Jacksonville. Do I have that right?
No, I think it's Green Bay after that.
Okay. So if they had their bye yet?
No, their bye is coming up after the 49ers game.
Okay.
And then they go Rams at Packers on Thanksgiving. I think that's Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. So they go Rams 49ers, then bye week, then Rams at Packers, then Jaguars at Rams. And then the week after that is they're at Arizona.
Got it. Okay.
So two of the next, 49ers, they've lost four in a row.
Speaking of Arizona, I saw Cates. He came to the Laker game last night, Mark Cates, and he says that's who he's leaning towards taking in Survivor.
In Survivor, okay.
He hasn't taken Arizona yet, which is a really good pick. They're good.
All right, so I brought it down to that, too. I brought it down to Arizona or the Ravens.
Well, if you take the Ravens, they're playing tonight.
And they're playing, against Miami, right?
Yeah, I think Ravens at Miami, you've got that available. Baltimore, 7.5.
And Arizona,
you've got Tampa at Washington available.
Yep.
That's 10 points. You've got Indy at home to Jacksonville. That's 10.5. You've got Pittsburgh, 9-point favorite against Detroit, and Arizona, a 10-point favorite against Carolina. You haven't used any of those teams. Do you know which one you're going to go with?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to take Baltimore, you got to do it now.
Yeah, you got to do it now.
They kick off in like 3 hours.
Okay. Let me figure it out. I got 3 hours.
So he's like, sure, why not? Okay.
Yeah. Swag. It's just swag. No strategy.
It's a very casual system you have.
Yeah,
here.
You're about to win a whole bunch of money, and you're like, I'll decide.
Okay, but you're out of it. Am I going to listen to you? No.
Good point.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. Exactly. That's a fair point. Although I'll tell you, this year, everybody lasted a really long time except for not stepdad Leo and my mom. I was not surprised not stepdad Leo crashed and burned early. I think he burned in week one.
Didn't Juan go out in week one, too?
Oh, Juan went out in week with one. His, not with stepdad his elaborate, Leo went out in week two.
With his elaborate system, do we ever figure out what Juan's system was?
Yes. It was take the team nicknames, put them in alphabetical order, and choose them that way. So he had Bills week one gone.
Hey, Juan, got to go with swag. Vote for Jorge.
Vote for Jorge. He'll make all your dreams come true. Greg, repeat what is going to happen here. Is Matthew Berry coming on?
Yeah, in about 10 seconds, I'm going to call him.
In about 10 seconds. Okay. So if you've got a question for Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roto, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. You can also tweet the show. I'll read some tweets for Matthew, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at Venice Mace. If you've got a difficult choice between this guy and that guy, this or that, you can either call 877-710-ESPN or you can tweet at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. John, do you have any dilemmas?
Well, I have Odell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm curious what Matthew's going to say about Odell. All right, and joining us right now is the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry. Matthew, I know today is an insane day for you, so thank you for making a few minutes for us. Let me jump right in. I have Odell Beckham. I don't think I should trade him. How soon should I play him?
Well, let's see when the Rams play him. You know what I mean? But I think you'd want to see it on the field. I mean, keep in mind, he's wide receiver 75 on the season. Wide receiver 75 on a points per game basis. And so he's obviously a huge name and he's really talented, but the problem with the Rams, and it's a great thing if you're a Rams fan, but a challenge if you're a fantasy manager like yourself, is that they've got a lot of weapons. They got a lot of mouths.
Yeah.
I don't see Cooper Kupp coming off the field.
No.
I don't see Robert Woods coming off the field all that much. Right? Higbee blocks. Like, I can't imagine Higbee comes off the field.
No.
To me, the big, quote, loser, fantasy-wise, is going to be Van Jefferson.
Yep.
And so, Van Jefferson's a nice player, but, like, it's not like Van Jefferson has consistent fantasy value. He's made some big splash plays over the year. But in terms of consistent fantasy value for Beckham, it's hard to see. Like, I'd want to see it, you know, play out for a week or two and see how McVay uses him before I'm like, yeah, I'm starting him. Like, it makes
Matthew,
the whole offense
in fairness,
better.
You said
it
he's
makes
wide,
Stafford you, better, but, yeah.
In fairness, you said he's wide receiver 75. I mean, that was part and parcel of him being with Cleveland and obviously not having a decent rapport or relationship with Baker Mayfield. And in the end, I mean, I think his last game with Cleveland, he was only targeted one time. I don't believe that the Rams, I don't believe Sean McVay would have gone all in on OBJ unless he had a really clear vision for what this is going to look like.
There's no question about that. But look, sometimes talented but enigmatic wide receivers don't always work out. DeSean Jackson's a perfect example. DeSean Jackson can still play in the NFL. He's an enigmatic guy. He's not as famous or as good as OBJ, but, you know, like, that didn't work out, right, this year. And so all I'm saying is I hear what you're saying, but wide receiver 75, and we're just merely talking mostly from a fantasy point of view here, I mean, I don't think you realize how far down the list that is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's a run-first offense. Baker hasn't played well. They're clearly not on the same page. Okay, so how much do you handicap Odell Beckham Jr. for that? Let's say we cut it in half. Now he's wide receiver 35. He's a wide receiver 4. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, how much would you handicap that? And so you're
well,
he only got
point.
One target. I hear you, but how many targets is he going to get on the Rams? You got Kupp, you got Woods, you got Higbee, you got a good running game in Daryl Henderson. I know they like Van Jefferson. Like, it's not like Van Jefferson suddenly like, sorry, Van, thanks for nothing, but go back to the end of the bench. Like, Van's still going to get some snaps, too. You know, like,
yeah.
So does it make the Rams better? Yes. Does it make Matthew Stafford better? Yes. Is it a big name player and a big name and a big, you know, big city team and all that? Like, it's a great NFL story. I get it. And the Rams are clearly all in for this year, which I love. But fantasy wise, I just think, okay. Like, if I'm John Ireland and I have him on my roster, great. Don't drop him. Let's see if McVay can unlock him and get him back to the guy that we saw in the Giants, but I can't imagine starting him until I see it on the field.
Yeah, that's actually really good advice. Matthew Berry joining us, the talented Mr. Roto. Okay, Matthew, the other news today, Cam Newton's back in the NFL. He's going to Carolina. Are you encouraging fantasy managers to pick him up, or is he not, you know, he's obviously not Cam Newton from 5 years ago. What do you think the Panthers are going to do?
Yeah, I mean, my guess is, you know, maybe he starts at some point. But no, I'm not really encouraging fantasy managers. He's not going to start this week. P.J. Walker's going to start. Sam Darnold's out for a period of time. So could Cam Newton come in and become the starter sooner rather than later? Sure. But Sam Darnold, who has been in that system all year, he was great early on, but not much more recently. Cam Newton, I get that he's playing again with Carolina, but understand he's never played a snap under Matt Rhule. Matt, I mean, like, he was the quarterback when Matt Rhule took over in Carolina, and then he was released fairly soon after Matt Rhule took over. And he's never played. It's a new system for him. It's not like he's going back to his old system. He's still a talented runner. They've got a lot of weapons in Carolina when you think about McCaffrey and DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, who's, even though he's had a down year, like, still a talented player. Like, there's better weapons around him in Carolina than there were in New England. And last year, believe it or not, on a per-game basis, he was quarterback 15 because of the rushing upside. So if he gets a start, if he becomes the starting quarterback and they start using him as a runner, which has been inconsistent over the last couple of years, then sure, there's some QB2 value. But unless you're in a deep league or a two-quarterback league, it feels like there are other guys on the waiver wire with more upside than Cam Newton at the moment. Like, I'd prefer Justin Fields to Cam Newton. He's still out there in a decent amount of ESPN leagues.
All right, we should hit the phones. A lot of people need some fantasy advice. Why don't we start out with Abraham in Lancaster. Abraham, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, I just need to sit one of these. Debo, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown. Thanks, Matthew. Love you.
Debo Samuel, CeeDee Lamb, or Brown, Matthew?
Or A.J. Brown. Sit one.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think that guy has a problem. I think that guy just wanted to brag that he has all three of those wide receivers. Honestly, I don't think you can screw that one up. I guess I would I guess I would probably bench Deebo Samuel just because he's playing against the Rams, you know, and could he see a decent amount of Jalen Ramsey? Again, I have all three of those guys as top 12 plays this week. So I don't know that you can screw it up there. A.J. Brown's going to get some Marshawn Lattimore. That's not a great shadow. CeeDee Lamb obviously has the Falcons. That's a good matchup. So it's really between A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuel. And as great as both guys have been, I'd probably go with benching Deebo, but because they have Ayuk back. I mean, they have Kittle back, and they're starting to involve Ayuk more, and it's a tough match for the Rams. But, again, all three are top 15 plays for me this week.
All right, Brandon in Orange County on line six, Matthew, has a question that if he would have asked this at the beginning of the season, we would have laughed him off the phone. I'm not sure we laugh him off the phone now. Brandon, tell Matthew your dilemma. Brandon, you there?
Brandon, OC.
Yeah.
What is your dilemma?
Ryan Tannehill or Patrick Mahomes?
Ryan Tannehill,
that's
Matthew,
a crazy one. I know.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's great. I'm still going with Mahomes. But it's close. It's absolutely not a crazy. It's absolutely not a crazy question, at all. Mahomes is, over the last month, Mahomes is QB 22. Like, he's not even a top 20 quarterback over the last month. On the road at the Raiders, though, should be a high scoring game. The, you know, over under is north of 52 at this point. To me, I'm probably still going with Mahomes over Tannehill, but it's super close. But they're at home against Tennessee. It's expected to be a lower scoring game. I think the Saints are a better defense than the Raiders. Well, the Raiders have certainly played good defense this year. I think I just got to bet on Mahomes.
Let's get a tweet in, Robert.
But I do like Tannehill this week. That one's a razor thin one. I get it. Believe me, man, I get it.
Roger Mejia, Emmanuel Sanders or Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper.
You know, Emmanuel Sanders or A.J. Brown, that's my dilemma.
A.J. Brown. I like Emmanuel Sanders, and he gets a lot of targets. He's second on the team. He's played very, very well this year. He actually had a decent game in a game last week when nothing on Buffalo was working. And obviously, I love the matchup with the Jets. But to me, I just feel like that's one of those, you know, but you love the match with Sanders, but they've also got Beasley, and they've got Diggs, and Dawson Knox is going to be back this week, and he's been getting a lot of red zone looks, you know. It would just be hard for me to bench A.J. Brown for Sanders.
Matthew, I have a good dilemma at running back every week, and I've been trying to trade one of them. Hopefully I will trade one of them. I always play Daryl Henderson and Austin Eckler, and the guy I've been sitting is James Conner, but I don't think I can sit him anymore.
Boy.
I don't think I can sit Conner anymore, can I? I mean, again, assuming I can't pull this trade off and I still have all three of them, I got to play Conner at this point, don't I?
Yeah, I mean, he leads the league in touchdowns. He's playing Carolina. Panthers 23rd against the run over the last four weeks, I should say, with no Chase Edmonds. James Conner is going to get a pretty significant workload here. Then it becomes between Henderson and Eckler,
both
of whom have been fantastic this year, right?
That one's
really tough. I can't imagine benching Eckler, so I guess it's probably Henderson on the road to San Francisco, even though the Niners' run defense has not been great over the last month.
All right. Hey, Matthew, I know you got a million things to do. Don't forget, you can sign up for the Fantasy Life email that comes out every single day. It is fantastic. You just go to fantasylife.com, right?
Yeah, and there's a little newsletter link. It's 100% free. Comes in your email every day. It's a two-minute read. It's super quick, but just gets you set for everything you need to know in fantasy that day. And it's, you know, well-written and funny and smart and just whatever. Try it. If you don't like it, unsubscribe. It's not a big deal.
Awesome, man. Well, I know you're loaded up and really busy. Anything else you want to hit?
No. I think we're good. The only thing I was going to say is, like, we talked about Cam Newton, we talked about Odell Beckham Jr., but honestly, to me, the biggest fantasy story right now is that Alvin Kamara missed practice again today for the second day in a row. There were rumors that he got a little bit banged up in last week's game. And the Saints on Tuesday did sign a running back to their practice squad. So it's just, you know,
something to watch.
If you have Alvin Kamara, make sure, ideally you have Mark Ingram, but if not, just there's a chance Kamara doesn't play this weekend. Just I want to put that on people's radar, and I think that's gone a little bit underreported.
Okay. Hey, Matthew, thanks a lot for coming on, man. We appreciate it, as always. Know you're loaded up and busy. Thanks, man.
All good. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, there's Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roto. I think my team is peaking right now. I've won four in a row. I'm now tied with John Ireland.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of the pack now because the guy who's leading the whole thing is only has like six wins.
Yeah, I mean, so I've got a shot at this thing, and my team is absolutely loaded. You joked about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been really good for me.
Yeah, keep playing him.
And Christian McCaffrey's back.
For now. Guy gets hurt if he goes down to the convenience store.
You're not talking like a guy who's 4-5. You're talking really cocky there.
I'm full confidence I'll finish ahead of you. I don't know if I'll finish in the money, but I'll finish ahead of you.
I'm finishing in the money. This is my year. All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. I've been promising we do that on a day when the Lakers, it's the day after the Lakers have their most impressive win last night against Miami in overtime at Staples Center. Great night for Russell Westbrook. And the Rams have traded for Odell, not traded, have acquired Odell Beckham Jr. We've now got wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and OBJ. We don't think he's going to play on Monday night against San Francisco, but we don't know. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
My favorite part of that is when the big voice guy says, wow, we should pull that as a drop. Wow. It means something when he says it. So there's a ton of stuff going on. We still got our normal goofy stuff. So Wheel of Questions is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of, yes, Jorge, give her a spin. Oh, not what I expected. Okay. So it is official that Paul Rudd has been named the sexiest man in the world by People Magazine. It's an odd choice. Odd choice, I think. Here's the question. What do you think of Paul Rudd as the sexiest man in the world, and who is the sexiest man at 710 ESPN?
Okay. I love the Paul Rudd thing because Paul Rudd isn't like classically handsome. He doesn't
right.
look like Brad Pitt or Clooney. He just seems like a really good dude.
Seems like your neighbor.
Yeah. And very likable, great and everything. By the way, what's Paul Rudd's most notable role? Probably Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ant-Man. He's huge as Ant-Man.
See, I would go with Brian Fantana.
Oh, well, yeah. How do you beat that?
But
Anchorman.
He's great. By the way, have you ever watched This Is 40?
Oh, yeah.
There's a great line in there where his wife, played by Leslie Mann, thinks he's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And so she follows him when he goes out. And she follows him to a house where she thinks there's a party going on. And she storms into the party to basically catch him red-handed. And he's in a fantasy baseball draft, but he didn't want to tell her. Because he didn't think she would let him go. And she walks in. She goes, what are you doing? He goes, hi, honey. I got Matsui. She goes, what does that even mean? I love Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's great.
I think great. It's great.
And, well, you know, he's a regular guy. He's not like super like crazy handsome. He's just like, hey, my neighbor Paul. Paul's a good looking dude. He's perfect. All right, so who's the sexiest man at 710 ESPN? And I thank you in advance.
Well, I would have gone with LZ, but he doesn't do a show anymore.
No, he's gone.
So of the existing people,
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
just on air, or can it be anywhere?
It can be anybody.
All right, I got it.
It ain't you, Bergman. I'll tell you that much.
No, I got it.
Even with the racing stripe?
No, I got it. And you guys will obviously agree. And he will be honored that I named him. Can there be any doubt that it's Adam Bronstein?
He's in the
other
room.
Well, Adam doesn't even work for us anymore. Adam,
Bring him in. You can clown him.
Is he there?
I just nominated him for the sexiest man at 7:10.
Oh, yeah, bring him in. Adam runs all the Rams broadcasts, worked with us for a very long time, and now he's technically a Rams employee. But, yeah, he's an interesting choice for he's also like your neighbor. And the same, like my neighbors are
Paul
and
Adam. He produced the Lakers for a very long time. Adam
yeah.
did.
No, that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. Jorge, what about you?
I'm going to go with Sedano. That's what I'm voting in.
Why?
Hey, Adam's here.
Oh, Adam.
Adam, will you accept my nomination as the sexiest man at ESPN?
Wait, as in you are the sexiest man
at
ESPN?
No, you. I nominated you.
What? No.
Why not?
It's hot in this room all of a sudden.
Because I live in the real world, John.
It's hot in this room all of a sudden.
I thought you would be honored.
I've so many other things to worry about besides you trying to make me the sexiest man in the world.
I thought you would take it as an honor.
Bronny, why wouldn't you take this and run with it?
Because I'm not Paul Rudd.
You're the Adam Bronstein.
Oh, stop it.
Bronny. It's even a good name. Bronny.
Well, okay, yeah.
Sounds
sure,
like
I'll
a sexy guy name.
Yeah, you could just be leaning on a stack of paper towels.
Yeah, I know.
Your,
I feel like I need to be wearing like a red flannel shirt, like jeans with overalls, maybe.
And do you got a beard going right now? It'd be perfect.
Actually.
You need a vest.
You need a Mason
you need a
puffy
vest.
Vest.
You need one of my vests.
Yeah, hey, Mason, I'm sure you've got some sweater vests in your closet.
I do. I've got sweater vests for you. No question.
Yeah, of course you do.
So what? So you were technically a Rams employee. What, are you excited about OBJ?
Oh, absolutely. This is like everyone said and like everyone's seen on Twitter, like we're all in.
Now, did you know in advance, because you're a Rams employee, did they like circulate a memo in advance?
Were you tipped?
Of course. I am in the know on everything that goes on within my organ. No, of course I had no idea. I was as shocked as everybody else was.
Well, I'm glad it happened. Very, very excited.
We are all very excited.
Adam, when are you leaving for Santa Clara?
I'm leaving Monday.
You're going up day of the game.
Yep, just a quick trip.
So I know you know nothing. You have no inside information. It would probably be optimistic of us to think that OBJ would play in that game, right?
Yeah, I cannot tell you otherwise. I know Matthew Stafford is about to speak to the media around 2:30-ish. So,
oh, good. Hey, we'll Adam, figure out a way that we can record that. Will you?
I already did for you, John.
Good,
excellent.
And what about Von Miller? Do you have any inside information? Is he going to play Monday night in San Francisco?
I have no inside information on that. I do know Coach McVay talked about it earlier, and they're going to see if how Von is feeling.
You're sexy, but you have no inside information.
How are you putting that sexy man in the hot seat?
Like, you know, more like I might have inside information. I just very careful of who
I
share
Adam,
it with.
Adam, last thing.
Yes.
If you get to Odell when you go to Santa Clara, if you meet him, can you record him saying that he laid that boy out on a Waffle House frying pan?
You're just trying to get me in trouble now.
No. That's my favorite quote from a Ram player ever.
Yeah, that was Nicole Roby Jr.
Coleman.
Nicole Roby Coleman, right. Nicole Roby Coleman.
Maybe he might be a junior.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. I'm disappointed you won't accept my nomination.
Yeah, just
but
you know what, John? I'm a realist now since I joined the Rams. Let's
there
just say
go.
That.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Bronny. Jorge, you think it's Sedano.
Yeah, he got, you know, he has style. You know, John tried making fun of him for that, and, you know, he just goes with it. I like the way he dresses, the way he's on TV. Just, he's got style. He's
Bergman, I know which way you're going to go, and thank you in advance.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. I'm actually going to go with Mark Cates.
Mark Cates?
Mark Cates, I think, is the
he'll
right
be
answer.
Very, he'll be very happy.
He sells every single, if you hear an ad on the station, Mark Cates sold it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. And he's married to like the world's most successful publicist.
Yeah, he sure is.
And so he's basically a house husband at this point.
No, he's not.
I just said that. Trust me, he is laughing right now, and he's recording this to play to Melissa later.
Oh yeah,
I'm just trying to score him some points.
All right, coming up, did we reach out to Billy Mack?
I just sent his number to the boys.
Okay, Billy Mack may join us because we've been talking about this, that Billy Mack has a special way to read the Morongo Casino
and by
slogan.
The way, I might add that Michael Thompson was a little too cool for school and refused to do the Morongo read.
Yeah.
You know, normally he does all the commercial reads. But when you asked him to try and duplicate Billy Mack's Morongo read, he refused.
You know what we can do for him opting out of that?
What?
Obviously, I smacked his ass. Let me put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
That's the best. My favorite part about that is I'm 90% convinced that was after they won the NFC Championship game and they were on their way to Super Bowl. I'm 90% convinced that Nicole Roby Coleman was hammered when he recorded that.
Oh, I think there's no question. all right, so coming up, we'll try to get maybe Billy Mack will come on and judge the way John Ireland did the Morongo slogan
last night. I'd be very interested in Billy's critique. He may say I went a little too over the top.
And maybe we'll ask Billy to do it live, too, because he does it a very particular way.
And we'll see if we get him. You'll appreciate the origin of where he got that idea.
Oh, okay, cool.
From one of your favorites of all time.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that's coming up for you. Also, we've got jump ball. Big news of the day, just a reminder, the Rams have signed Odell Beckham Jr. We now have Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and OBJ. It would be surprising to see him play on Monday night, but you never know. Rams are at San Francisco Monday night where we've lost four in a row, but we turn it around this time, Jorge. We turn it around this time, Jorge, as a 49ers fan.
Yeah, he's not rooting for you. He's not jumping on your bandwagon.
No, not really.
Sean McVay. Plus the Lakers impressive win last night over Miami, overtime victory. Russell Westbrook fulfilled all of our expectations, not Greg's but everybody else. That's all coming up for you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Man, feeling good, like I should. Rams fans, feeling good. Odell Beckham Jr. is now a Ram. The Rams have just tweeted out Odell Beck Ram Jr. With a really cool image there. Another nugget, Cam Akers has put this on Instagram. This is getting scary. OBJ to the Rams. What if I come back this year? Akers could come back.
I didn't even know that was possible. Did you?
Me either, but he's making it sound like a possibility, right?
Wow.
Do we have Billy Mack? Okay, we're working on it. So Billy Mack, who does the Lakers games, has a number of sort of trademark commercial reads. One of them is Jack in a Box.
All right, we got him.
Good.
Okay.
Billy Mack.
Billy.
Yo! So okay. I'm listening to you guys on the radio, of course, and I hear my name and I'm yelling at the radio, yelling, I'm here! I'm here!
All right.
And
by the way,
I thought you were going to nominate me for Sexiest Man at ESPN. Thanks a lot.
You could be Sexiest Man at Spectrum, although Geeter will get very upset and jealous.
Oh, no, he'll win. He'd win. Hi, Mace!
Hey, what's up, Billy Mack?
All right, so
big fan.
Now, so Billy, last night Billy and I had dinner together last night, and so I mentioned to him, I said, "What is the origin of Morongo and how you do the Morongo read?" And I have not told Mason what you told me, Billy, but tell him where you got the idea to do the read the way you do it.
Mason, it makes perfect sense, and I know you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
And it goes all the way back to the Tonight Show and Johnny Carson and Carnac. The answer is two boats, a talk show host, and a sheep. something, you know exactly what
I'm talking about.
Right?
What sound does a sheep make when it blows up? Sis,
no, I
boom,
don't.
Bah.
Yeah. Okay, so Billy, do the Morongo read. If you were doing it now, how would you do it on TV?
Just the little tagline with the name Morongo, I would say, Morongo, good times.
Okay.
Yes.
So Mason last night challenged me to try and do it as good as you do it. And I tried,
okay, sure,
and
we
want you to grade it. We want you to evaluate my attempt, okay? Now, Mason has not even heard this yet.
Nope.
All right, this was me last night during the Laker game. Hit it, Jorge. A reminder that Laker basketball and ESPN LA is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. All right,
that is awesome.
That's about a D minus. That's about a D minus, but it's a good attempt.
I think I went a little over the top.
No, John, it's good. It was a good effort. It's a great effort. What are you talking about?
By the way, Billy, the only reason I had to do it is Michael refused to read it because he said it wouldn't sound cool.
Oh, my God. Mace, can you make Michael do it somehow, somewhere, sometime? Because we really need that in our lives.
Billy, I listen to your obviously watch the games on Spectrum all the time, so I hear all of your, you know, talking about. I know that one, and I know Morongo, good times. I know both, and I look forward to those. And I would imagine that Jack in a Box and Morongo are both very happy that you add that little bit of mustard to those reads.
Well, here's the deal. It all kind of started. The genesis was when we were doing that Phil Jackson thing. Remember, we did Philosophy 101. With Phil Jackson when I did the pre and the post game show. And we would load up that studio with about 20 guys and girls from the crew. And so I would get them involved with it. We would just mess around. And I thought I was going to get in trouble. And of course I did. Until one day I walked in to a room and like the Southern California rep for Jack in the Box was there. And I thought he was going to just dress me down. And he said to me, don't ever stop doing it. So from that day on, that's all I do.
Awesome.
Right?
That is awesome, man. So, awesome.
By the way,
you're a Ramsey's ticket holder. How are you feeling about the OBJ acquisition?
We're like everybody else is saying, all in. Stan Kroenke is going, listen to me. I got a stadium. I want to sit in my suite during the Super Bowl while it's at SoFi, so we'll do anything. And they're turning, you know, it's a little bit like the Lakers. The Lakers have all these huge names, and so that's what the Rams are doing, too. I'm excited, Dave. You got to be excited, right?
Oh, I mean, God, I'm so
–
And there, you know, and the thing about McVay is McVay wouldn't be doing this unless he had a vision for what it's going to look like once OBJ is on the – I mean, he's an offensive genius.
Right, and I think all the other guys are going to go to OBJ and go, look, you're going to get thrown to. It may not be what you want, but when you got Von Miller and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Matt Stafford and all those guys talking to him and saying, this is what we need you to do, just buy in, and I think it's going to help. I think it's a great group of guys that are going to just kind of bond together, and I can't wait to see it. I mean, can't wait.
Hey, Billy, can you believe the very first thing that Greg Bergman said about last night's game was that he didn't like the way that Westbrook played?
Stop that.
Greg, do I need to read your text again?
I said after having a great fourth quarter, he decided that long three was the right call.
But we won!
You know, John's going bottom line on you right there.
Yeah.
I understand what Bergman's saying. All they needed was one point. So, I mean, he could have just as easily driven to the basket or given it to AB or found Carmelo. But Russ was feeling it. He had a great game. He had a lot of numbers, so he fired it up. But bottom line is the Lakers won. Did I say the Rams? Bottom line is the Lakers won last night.
There you go.
Yes. I know, John. He's your favorite player.
Right.
It's John's favorite player in the NBA. It's been for years. If anybody doesn't know that, and I'm sure John comes clean with it, Russ has been his favorite player forever.
Yeah, and so last night I was very happy for him that he came up with all those big points, and everybody except Bergman thought he played great.
Everybody but Bergman.
It's like Ramona with the kid. Like, oh, so Ramona hates kids.
Hey, so Billy, what are you doing today?
I'm just sort of running around. You're not going to believe what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing tonight. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'd like, this is going to sound completely offbeat and everything else, but you know, John, I like going to amusement parks.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Universal.
Yeah, you always go, whenever we're in Orlando, you go to all of them, yeah.
Well, I took John, I took all those guys on that episode.
Right.
Knew that.
Right.
And I took them there on the night, and it was a lot of fun. So they're having a they're having like a Christmas after hours thing, and because I'm not a ticket holder anymore, I'm not one of those yearly pass holders anymore, and you can barely get in. I bought tickets to this thing tonight, so I'm going to Disneyland tonight. I'm going to Disneyland with a couple people, mainly my son. Yeah, we're just going to go walk around because I haven't been in a while. I'll watch football at 5:30, and then I'm going to there at 8 o'clock. So there's my night.
All right, so at Billy, You're going to Disneyland with the boys. I'm going to get my booster shot. You win.
I've got mine. Mace, have you gotten yours?
No, Mason hasn't done it yet. I'm like the only
Mason
one.
Mason hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, all right. All right, have fun tonight, and thanks for being a good sport with us.
All right, goodbye. See ya. Morongo. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
All right, see ya. Greg, did we lose Mason again? Did he kick the plug out?
It's very possible.
Again. It's just,
I love this music, by the way.
It's just like, he's the only one at the station that doesn't. We've all had the same equipment since the start of the pandemic. He's the only one yet to figure out how it works.
I wonder if he hits a button. Something has to be going on.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get him back for Jump Ball. Jump Ball is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Appreciate you, Chris. All right, so it feels like Scottie Pippen is going full Kwame Brown right now. In an interview with SiriusXM Radio the other day, Pippen explained why the 1999 Rockets didn't work, saying, "I thought I was joining a super team to some degree. It just didn't work out. I didn't realize how much Hakeem had diminished in the game, and I didn't realize Charles wasn't as dedicated as I thought he would be."
Hmm.
So what do you think of the shots at Hakeem and Charles?
I think Scottie Pippen has a really, really good book publicist.
Yes.
Who is pointing out that the more he rocks this boat, the more books he will sell. And Mace, I think they're sitting back in a room after Scottie Pippen has been interviewed by every TV and radio sports talk show host in the past 2 weeks and laughing at their book sales. It's a little bit of brilliant.
I think it is, too. I mean, I think he's picking nits. He's a nitpicker. He's going back over his career. He's finding the people that pissed him off, or maybe he's pretending that they pissed him off, and then he's releasing statements and doing interviews and saying all this stuff, all to sell books. I agree with you, John. I think it's a stroke of genius that he's throwing out all this controversy, and it happens to be at a time where his book is for sale.
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell pulled off a very funny prank last night. Ryan was scheduled for Jimmy Kimmel, and Will was scheduled to be on Jimmy Fallon. But they switched. Ryan showed up randomly with Fallon and Will with Kimmel. It caught both hosts off guard, but the two answered every question as if they were the other person.
Mm. Wait, so it's Ryan Reynolds and who?
And Will Ferrell.
Okay.
And they switched spots. So how can we get you two to do this somehow? Can, like, Mace do a Laker game and John do the Culture Pop podcast?
Well, I have done the Culture Pop podcast.
Like, no, you host it.
I have hosted it.
He did the interview on one of them.
But
he interviewed me.
Okay, what you're suggesting, Mason and I actually did once just for fun. We used to do this segment called Crossfire where we would each take a side of an issue.
Yep.
And we would try and convince the listeners that we were right. It was basically public debate class. And the first guy, I think it was the first guy who could get 7 listeners to agree with him, won Crossfire. And we'd take a goofy topic like, is signing Odell Beckham a good move or a bad move? And one of us would take one side. And Mace, you remember one time we just decided in the middle of the debate, we took a break and we came back and started arguing the opposite position.
Right.
Just to see if anybody would notice. Because they were so noticed at us marrying ourselves to various positions, we said, "We'll continue to disagree, but we'll switch kind of what Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds did.
Right.
And what I think most people understood it, but what we really did more than anything else was just confuse people, don't you think?
Well, this would be interesting, though. Bergman raises an interesting one. What if we did a segment where I played the role of John Ireland and you played the role of Steve Mason?
Let's do it. We should absolutely.
You say all the stuff that I would say, and I'll say all the stuff that you would say.
Done. Yeah. And then we'll see if people even pick up on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm from Manhattan Beach, and in my gated community, we're talking about this, and you, and my all my USC friends, and I'll do all that, all the John Ireland stuff, and you do all the Mason stuff.
Yes,
I was stoned last night. I ate Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
And I ordered donuts 4 times, and I'm taking 17 days off this month, and you know all that stuff. I'll do. Okay.
Okay, we'll try that next week. It's an interesting idea, Bergman. I actually give that question a thumbs up.
Hey, look at that! I get a good one. Jorge, what you got for us?
All right, so McDonald's is introducing the new Mariah Carey menu. Yeah.
Ugh. I hate this song.
So, McDonald's is gonna give you free. Deals with a minimum of $1 purchases starting December 13th through the 24th. This is kind of like the advent calendar, you know, like before the Christmas or the
Right.
So if you guys can pick a fast food joint, what fast food joint would you pick and what would be on your menu or meal per se?
I would probably take Jerk in a Box. Just because of the tacos. That's my go-to food if I've been out drinking too much is I make the Uber guy go to the Jack in the Box drive-through, but, that would probably be mine. Mason, yours would be Popeyes, right?
No, actually, because I used to do this, when I was working in New York, I used to, on Fridays, the weeks were hellacious because we'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, we'd be on at 5, all that stuff. And we'd do 5 hours, 5 to 10. So, on Fridays, I would just crash and burn. So the idea was I would go to McDonald's and I would buy the Steve Mason meal, which is 2 Big Macs, a 20-piece chicken McNuggets, 2 large fries, extra hot mustard sauce, and an apple pie with a caramel sundae. That was the entire meal. And that was the Steve Mason meal. I would go home, get stoned, eat the entire thing. That would be mine. Mine would be the Steve Mason meal, which I think they should invent at McDonald's. By the way, Mariah Carey, I'm so – that song, why do they keep bringing that back every year? Yeah. It's old news. Ah. Seriously. Do we need this every year?
I'll tell you something. Some stores are already playing Christmas music. I was at the store the other day. They already have Christmas music playing.
Well, it's they already have, like, that, right? Black Friday specials. It's like it's not even a Friday. Yeah, I think we got a two. All right, that's fine. I get it. Mariah Carey, she sings a song. It comes back every
year.
See,
that song never bothers me because I'm a Love Actually guy. It's a Love Actually staple, so I'm okay with that song.
Oh, there it goes. I'm trying to hit the button. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Can't hit two things at once there, Greg. All right, so Cam Newton is back. You talked about it earlier. He's back in the NFL and back where he started, the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are giving him $10 million for the rest of the season with 4.5 guaranteed and 1.5 in bonuses. What do you expect from Cam in Carolina?
I don't know how much he's going to play. That's the problem.
Well, Darnold's out for a month.
Yeah. But
I mean, I think they signed him to play.
Matt Rhule's never had Cam.
Yep.
Do you think he plays this week?
You know, I don't know who else is on their quarterback.
Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley.
No, but he's not starting. They're starting some other guy. But you know what? You're right, Greg. If they're paying him all that money, they're not paying him to go hold a clipboard. They'll probably throw him out there, see what he can do.
But I expect nothing. I mean, I think Carolina, earlier in the year, I thought they looked pretty good, but they're not a playoff team. That's not a team that's going to the playoffs. So I think it's just, honestly, I think it's just filler. I do think he'll play, but I don't expect much in the way of production. They've got Sam Darnold is hurt, P.J. Walker, and Matt Barkley. Yeah, P.J. Walker is going to get the start. But I would anticipate that Cam Newton is going to step into that role based on what P.J. Walker does this weekend.
Sam Darnold, bust.
I guess, you know, is it fair to say that now?
Yes, it is. Friend of the show and friend in our hearts, Michelle Beadle is back. She has a new podcast starting on November 15th on The Athletic called What Did I Miss? So I don't really have much of a question here, just giving Beetle some love so you guys can too.
Love Beetle. We'll be rooting for her. I think she's going to get huge guests on that podcast because she's so connected.
Yep.
I think that the best part of Beetle's act is that she's honest and real, and she's not afraid to speak truth to power. And I bet you that podcast is going to be great. And I'm gonna subscribe to it as soon as it's technically possible. I'm in, Beetle. Good luck.
Yeah, I love Michelle. Beetle is just a real, real talent. I've always thought so. She's funny. She's smart. As John said, she's always honest and really transparent. I just sent her a text. Hey, I heard about the podcast. Fantastic. When can I be a guest?
I figured you did.
Yeah. When can I be a guest?
You know, there's a I think it was Michael Irvin, a wide that said you have to understand the mind of a diva wide receiver.
Yes.
If you were an NFL player, you would be a wide receiver. And Michael Irvin says the wide receiver only cares about two things. Me and my money.
Probably fair.
That's a fairly good analysis of, think about it, of Michael Irvin, of Terrell Owens, of Chad Ochocinco, of, you know, there's a long list of guys that would fit. And hopefully not Odell Beckham. Hopefully Odell cares about more than those two things.
Yes, yes. I think the weirder the show is, the better. I think I'm
bringing the
I'm
weird.
That guy.
Bringing the weird, yeah. Right.
Bringing the weird.
That'll do it.
That's it?
That was very uneventful.
That was five questions. It's always five questions. Yeah.
But wait a minute. It should always fill to a certain time, and you're short.
Well, because we usually go to a certain – five questions usually gets us to that point.
You guys broke early.
Yeah.
Well, so come
early.
Up with something else.
Yeah, no, you got one last question. Ask something off the top of your head.
Do you have that Vin Scully thing? So Vin Scully talked about what it's like to call a no-hitter.
He talked about calling no-hitters. Yeah, why don't we do this right now? Vin Scully was on Twitter, on social media. He had just done an interview with somebody and talked about it, and he decided to tell a story about what it's like to call no hitters, including that famous one from Sandy Koufax.
You know, when you do play-by-play every day for just about 67 years, once in a while, you get lucky. When I say lucky, let me explain. Whenever the Dodgers had a pitcher pitching a no-hitter, or the opposing pitcher was pitching a no-hitter, we would always tape the ninth inning, and we would then give that pitcher with whatever team as far as a record of the night or day that he pitched the no-hitter. Take Sandy Koufax. Koufax had pitched three no-hitters, and in the course of each of the three, I always made sure that I got the day of the no-hitter, so that when Sandy would be walking out to the mound, I would say, and so on this July 24th, Sandy Koufax heading for the mound to try and pick up X number of victories and a no-hitter against so-and-so. Well, the night of his perfect game, in my mind was the fact, what else can I put on the tape so that 30 years from now, when he's playing it and reliving the moment, he'll have the date. And I thought, I know, I'll put the time on it. Now, the time is useless as far as baseball is concerned. It wasn't in the old days, but it is now. So I did the game, and I would start calling off the time, only thinking of Sandy Koufax and the kids listening about his perfect game. And so it was at 9:26, Sandy does this. At 9:28, Sandy does that. And he pitches the perfect game. For the next few days, the only thing I heard about was how dramatic it was to have the time included on the game. Did I take a bow? Couldn't do it. I just happened to luck out.
And there is Vin Scully.
By the way, interesting thing about Vin, he was not, Mace, you always think that it is bad luck or bad form to mention a no-hitter if
not
it's
bad
going
form,
on.
Bad luck. Yeah, bad luck.
And Vin never subscribed to that. Vin never, ever was afraid to say, as we go to the seventh, Clayton Kershaw is pitching a no-hitter. Let's see if he can keep it going. He just said, I'm going to tell the truth and that's it. So I found that interesting that, you know, he was so revered that people who felt like it was bad form to do it couldn't say it around Vin because they didn't want to be in the opposite camp of him.
Sure.
But he was one of those guys that just said, nah, I'm always going to tell the truth.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think it's become the consensus that you say it. Although I hear guys dance around it. I hear people say, there have been no base runners, there have been no hits.
Right.
They don't use the phrase no hitter.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
All right, coming up next. Oh, I actually wanted Stephen A. Smith was talking about the Lakers. I want to get to that. Plus, John, the weirdest endorsement I ever had to do, it was in New York City, since we're talking about Billy Mack and Jack in the Box.
Right.
Good times. I had to do a goofy one in New York. I'll tell you about that coming up. And it's Lakers Ticket Thursday. Don't forget, at any point, maybe I already have, maybe it's still to come, a lie that I will or have told. If you can figure it out at 3:30, you can score a pair of tickets to be at Staples Center tomorrow night for Lakers Timberwolves, plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Lie of the day coming up for you at 3:30. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, is your vehicle due for service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Just pull up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.